Have you ever sat through a presentation and minutes later couldn't remember what it was about? You're not alone. After surveying 2,000 audience members, Ken Davis discovered that 70% couldn't identify what had been communicated just minutes after a presentation ended. Even more shocking, when speakers themselves were asked about their objective, 50% couldn't articulate it clearly. The problem isn't delivery technique or charisma, it's focus. Most speakers adopt what Davis calls a shotgun approach, firing information randomly and hoping something hits the target. They ramble through everything they've researched simply because they spent so much time gathering it. Without a clear objective, unconscious goals take over. I hope they like me, or I need to fill the time. These hidden motivations sabotage effectiveness. Communication is like a narrow stream. When properly channeled, it generates power. When unfocused, it causes destruction. The difference between mediocre and masterful communication isn't found in theatrical techniques, but in private preparation that happens long before stepping onto the stage. As communication expert Haddon Robinson puts it, effective speech should be more like a bullet than buckshot, precisely targeted to achieve maximum impact. The secret to powerful communication isn't being born with natural charisma, it's learning how to focus your message with laser-like precision. The journey to focused communication begins with selecting a subject and central theme. Your subject should be just one or two words, broad enough to encompass your talk, yet specific enough to provide direction. Choose subjects relevant to your audience's needs, within your expertise, and aligned with assignment constraints. Even specific subjects contain multiple aspects that could fill several presentations. Identifying a central theme narrows your focus to just one aspect. A presentation on marriage develops differently with themes like challenges, joys, or purpose of marriage. This specificity prevents covering too much ground and maintains audience focus. The heart of SCORE is crafting your objective sentence, a single sentence providing the foundation for your entire presentation. As J.H. Jowett noted, no sermon is ready for preaching until we can express its theme in a short, pregnant sentence as clear as crystal. This sentence contains four elements: a proposition, persuasive or enabling, an implied interrogative, how, why, a response, answering that question, and a key word structuring your main points. Example: every person can be a more effective leader by applying four valuable leadership principles with their team. This clarity transforms scattered thoughts into compelling, focused messages. While your objective narrows focus, your rationale creates a solid foundation. These main points must directly correspond to your key word, remain brief and memorable, and maintain parallel grammatical structure to create mental hooks. Live with nothing to prove, live with nothing to hide, live with nothing to lose demonstrates more power than don't try to impress others, be honest with everyone, take risks when necessary. The parallel structure creates a rhythm enhancing memorability. Resources, illustrations, data, anecdotes, and humor bring your speech to life like Christmas lights on a building, highlighting what might otherwise be overlooked. Effective resources engage your audience, provide evidence, and maintain focus. However, resources should never become ends in themselves. Avoid lengthy stories that marginally support minor points, or illustrations so emotionally charged they distract from your objective. Every resource should serve your speech's purpose rather than stealing attention. The most powerful illustrations come from daily experiences, not prepackaged story collections. When something moves you emotionally, it will likely affect your audience similarly. Train yourself to recognize potential illustrations in everyday life. Read widely and maintain a journal of discoveries, writing them down immediately rather than trusting memory. Even the most well-prepared speech can fall flat without passion or expression. Body language, voice inflection, facial expressions, and gestures convey the conviction that makes you believable. Most speakers aren't loud enough, even with microphones. Use three volume levels: minimal, smallest audible, maximal, loudest tolerable, and optimal, natural speaking volume for most of your talk. Your eyes convey sincerity. Make deliberate eye contact with specific people throughout the audience, including those at the back and edges. Hold contact until it feels slightly uncomfortable. Complete entire thoughts with one person for several sentences to create connection. Facial expression should match your content. Use effective, fully extended gestures that vary with content. Avoid becoming a flipper, small hand movements, a prisoner, interlocked fingers, or a pocket lover, hands in pockets. Research shows the brain gets 87% of information visually and only 9% orally. We remember approximately 10% of what we hear, 30% of what we see, 60% of what we see and hear, and 80% of what we see, hear, and do. When you truly involve your audience, talks transform from performances into experiences. Victor Borgia said, "Laughter is the shortest distance between two people. Humor creates connection and opens doors for effective communication. Even if it doesn't come naturally, it's a learnable skill. The best definition of humor is a gentle way to acknowledge human frailty, saying, 'I'm not okay and you're not okay, but that's okay.' Humor breaks down barriers that prevent people from seeing solutions. At a business luncheon, one man admitted he came prepared to be offended, but was so disarmed by the delightful humor that I forgot to be offended. His defenses were lowered before truth was presented." The best humor comes from three sources: simple truth, observing real life; ridiculous exaggeration, visual humor requiring commitment; and surprise, taking listeners in unexpected directions. Find humor that matches your personality and remain authentic. Even skilled communicators can be undermined by poor environmental conditions. Take responsibility for creating an environment that enhances your presentation through proper lighting, quality sound, appropriate room size, and minimal distractions. Davis once gave his best performance to just 12 people in a massive ballroom, and that intimate delivery led to future bookings for audiences of thousands. Aristotle identified three essential qualities for effective communicators: logos, logical reasoning; ethos, moral character; and pathos, emotional connection. While SCORE principles fulfill the logos requirement, all three elements are necessary for truly impactful communication. Ethos represents the moral character that enables persuasion. A trusted individual who embodies their message is more readily believed. This authentic enthusiasm cannot be fabricated, and no technique substitutes for genuine belief in your message. Pathos creates emotional connection through empathetic awareness of audience needs. When emotionally engaged, people become more receptive to your reasoning. These appeals correspond to three learning domains: cognitive, knowledge; affective, feelings; and motor, action. The most influential communicators engage all three, delivering truth with personal conviction that evokes emotional responses and inspires action. Transformative communication requires a focused message delivered with authentic conviction that connects with both mind and heart. When you achieve this balance, your words will be remembered, believed, and acted upon, truly transforming your audience rather than merely informing or entertaining them.